Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So let's say good morning to Michael, who, and I can relate to this, is a single dad looking to mingle.
Whoa.
Now, Michael, let's talk about single daddom for a second here. It's nice to have a fellow single dad on the air.
Yes, absolutely.
So you've got an 8-year-old.
Yes.
And you've been single forever.
It feels like forever.
Well, that's what your email said. So I'm just going
by
that.
Probably at least 8 years.
Yeah. So tell us about Liza, because this is pretty cool.
So obviously I have a daughter. And, ever since the whole pandemic thing has begun, things have just, changed. And,
it's unprecedented times, right? So,
yeah.
For instance, my daughter has, started mingling with, the children in the neighborhood a little bit more than she used to.
Great.
And that's where Lisa's daughter comes into play. They met, and so naturally I met, Lisa. And, she's a single mom. And in my opinion, I'm looking at the situation like we are rom-com waiting to happen.
Yeah, perfect match.
Because I have been single forever, I took my time with it. Our kids hung out all summer. Lisa and I got to know each other as two single parents working from home. Finally, probably I would say around mid-October, I asked Lisa to hang out. No kids, I'll have her over, we'll chill on the couch.
Ooh, yeah, a little
cook us a nice
mommy
dinner.
And daddy date. Yeah.
Stop
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You guys have no idea how difficult that is, okay?
I know.
Pawn the kids off on their grandparents for a night.
It's cute, it's exciting.
Schedule a date is very hard. They don't know our struggle, Michael, okay? They don't get it.
She says yes. The date's not for, a couple weeks later. We have pretty busy schedules. But like a couple of days goes by after she accepted the date, and I start getting like a real casual slow ghost from her. So first she canceled the date. So
yeah, that's indicative usually. Yeah.
We had Halloween plans. We were going to take our kids out together. She canceled that. After a little bit, like every time I even text her, hours go by. Well, now days are going by, and I'm not getting a response.
Yeah.
And honestly, like I just have no idea what happened.
Did she agree to the date and then you propose, hey, why don't you come over and hang out with me on the couch? Because maybe...
Or was that all like a package?
I feel like it was all kind of, laid out there pretty...
Okay,
all
right. Okay. That could be sending a mixed message.
Yeah. So, Michael, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to call her next and we're going to find out, or at least try to find out, what the heck happened on her end, all right?
Okay, that sounds great.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So Michael and I have a lot in common. Michael's a single dad, and Michael understands how hard it is to put a date together, right, Mike?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And that's why it was pretty cool when you met Lisa. I called her Liza in the last break, but it's Lisa. And she is also a single mom, has kids. Your kids hang out with each other already. Wow, rom-com waiting to happen, in your words.
Yep.
Yes.
The smooch barometer is high with these two.
That's what you're giving us, eh, Tish?
The problem is that before, you set up a date, she was going to come over, you were going to cook, all those sorts of things, and no kids, which is awesome, except you got a slow go. She canceled the date, and now it's taken a couple days to get a text message back, and you're kind of wondering what happened.
Yes, absolutely.
Michael's a good guy.
Yeah.
Michael deserves to
you
know.
You really want to be his friend, don't you, honey?
I'm a good guy.
Desperately.
I don't have any single dad friends.
Okay, yeah.
It's just me on my own.
We'll talk about this after.
Yeah, okay, anyway.
This sounds like something else.
I'll single dad date Michael.
Sounds like there's something else.
Hey, I just want a friend, all right?
Anyways.
Michael, let's give her a call.
Hey, Michael, how do you feel if we did call her and you and I just grabbed a beer sometime? Just, guys being dudes. What do you think about that?
All right. Let's call her.
Hello.
Hi, looking for Lisa.
Yes, this is she.
Oh, that's good. Lisa, Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from Virgin Radio. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, my God. Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're great. It's so nice to be talking to you this morning. Thank you for picking up the phone.
I thought it was unknown caller, but I thought, let's roll the dice.
Okay.
It's Monday.
It's a bit of an awkward conversation we're about to have. I'll just be honest. We're calling about a guy named Michael. We understand that your kids play together, you guys had a date set up, and that you may or may not have canceled it and sort of ghosted him. Is that true?
Oh my God. Do you always call people up out of the blue and ask for personal information?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yeah, we actually do.
It's kind of our thing.
Yeah. Wow.
We're making a living at it. So yeah, we do. So I guess the only thing we really want to know is, you know, why, and you know, was there something, did he have bad breath? Like, what was it?
Oh God. Okay. No. Okay. Well, listen, this is so funny. Michael says he asked me on a date, but basically it was just an evite to come over and watch the election.
So he invited you over for all of last week.
Yeah, oh my God. Well, see, originally, no. It just said like November 4th, at 8 p.m., location CNN. And I understand that some people might find that kind of cute, but I was like, oh, really? We're just going to get together and watch
Evite.
You know,
love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I know.
Love it.
Yeah. Did it show up on your calendar?
Love it.
But I mean, it's not really a date. And I was like, I don't know how to talk.
That's weird. Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Maybe it's not what I think or whatever. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to pass on this.
Are you sure? Because sometimes Anderson Cooper can, you know.
He sparks some feelings. There's no question. But
he was serious about it. This wasn't like a bit or anything. He was serious about this.
I think so. Politics a lot, which is fine. But I just thought that he was super excited. So.
Jax, not everybody's on the radio. They're not running bits on people.
No, but like, not a bit, but like a joke.
All right. So here's the thing. Lisa, you sound like a really great person. We understand that there might have been a few sparks between you guys, and you know, obviously being single parents, it's tough to do. It's tough to figure this out. And maybe for him, it's been a while since he actually hosted a real date.
Oh, true.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, a little rusty. We're going to throw this out there at you, and of course, absolutely no pressure. Would you be down for giving it another first shot? As in, let's say the election's over, so that's good. Thank God. Would you be interested in like potentially giving him another shot at a first date? We'll pick up the tab.
A recount, if you will.
Please say yes. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh,
I like that.
Wow. My God, now I'm really glad I answered the phone. You're going to pick up the tab.
That's what she likes. That's what she likes.
You know what? I would. I like Michael a lot. If there's less politics, you know, obsessive talk, that would be great. But yeah, for sure. I would give this a go. Yeah.
Hey!
That's great news.
So, Lisa, here's the fun part where I get to tell you that Michael's on the phone.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, what are you going to do? Call him? Send him an Evite?
Yes, more Evites in 2021. Let's go.
So, Michael, are we agreed? No politics? You shouldn't have politics on the first date anyway.
No. Yes. You know what? I swear. But let's hear me out.
We don't. Once you made the sale, stop selling.
This is the biggest news event in the entire world.
Put the shovel
right
away,
now.
Michael. Yeah, we're just building the hole for you, man. Come on.
Have fun, you two.
I know. I'm saying, like, I'll let it go.
There's a couple Senate runoff races in January that you guys can get together for.
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999-999.
That was a pretty close run, and he almost blew it at the end, but we made it happen. No. Okay.
Really
okay.
Good.
So, what are the texts saying, TJ?
Hooray! Yay to Mike. That was it. People are just really pumped for Mike.
Is that the one text we got?
That is the one text we got.
No, we got more
from the 905. I agree. A night for dinner would have been more appropriate.
Yeah.
Also, before the call, we read the text saying that ghosting is just the mature thing to do in 2020, and that's a pretty conflicted opinion, I think, on the text line. Some people are saying, ghosted is the 2020 version of saying, if you don't have anything good to say, then shut up. I don't see a problem.
Okay, listen. Okay, so we're putting a stop on that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.